The Celestin pointed towards something on the other side of Luke. Han glanced over and found nothing but the usual barrage haze. June began to gesture violently, this time a little closer to Luke. Han looked again, saw nothing but dust, then spread his hands in a gesture of helplessness. June beat his fists against his helmet, then leapt to his feet and raced in the direction he had been pointing.
"Look out, Luke!"
Han warned over the comm.
"You've got a crazy Celestin!"
Luke whirled, bringing his lightsaber around in a high guard, then stopping cold in a flicker of sparks. Han scowled.
"What the?"
Luke suddenly doubled over in the middle, as though he had been kicked hard in the stomach. Then June slammed to a stop about a meter in front of Luke, his arms wrapping around something Han could not see. Luke brought his blade up and hit nothing but air, then flipped the tip over his shoulder in a back guard maneuver that resulted in another flurry of sparks. He followed this by dropping into a spinning leg sweep that caught whatever June was clinging to. The Celestin's arms came loose, and he went rolling across the spitcrete into the side of a heat sink. Han opened fire on the general area, and a flurry of blaster bolts flashed past his shoulder as Tarfang did the same. Most of their attacks did nothing more harmful than burn divots into the hull of the nest ship. But a couple of times, the shots were mysteriously deflected, and once Han thought he saw the flash of a scarred face, so haggard and misshapen that he could not be sure whether it was human or insect. Luke danced back into the combat, slashing high and low with his lightsaber, missing more often than not, but spinning directly into the next attack, his blade sparking and flashing as it blocked and deflected the unseen strikes coming his way. Han and Tarfang scrambled after the fight, firing more or less where the Jedi was attacking, drawing just enough attention so that Luke could continue to drive the unseen enemy back. They continued to press the attack for perhaps 5 or 10 seconds. Then a row of 6-limbed figures wearing bulky Killik pressure suits emerged from the heat sinks. Han's heart rose into his throat. He wondered if that was what Jedi danger sense felt like, and he stopped advancing.
Guys?
He glanced to each flank and saw that there were more bugs to each side.
Get down!
There was a flurry of motion as the insects brought up their weapons. Han was already dropping to the hull. He landed on his side and kicked behind a heatsink. Silver flashes began to dance across his faceplate, while flying chips of spitcrete beat an irregular cadence on his helmet. He curled into a fetal ball and counted himself lucky. A moment later, Luke's voice came over the suitcom.
Cover! What do you think I'm...
Han's comm gave a sharp pop. Then a series of sharp concussions reverberated through the hull. The sound of the chip striking his helmet was replaced at first by a dozen seconds of static, then by utter silence. He uncurled and carefully raised his head. The barrage dust had thickened to a murky gray cloud, but it was not too thick to prevent him from seeing the brilliant streaks of Mara's laser cannons chasing off the Gorog survivors.
Han?
Luke's voice came over the suitcom.
Are you okay? That depends.
Han stood and turned in a slow circle, then finally saw Luke coming toward him from about 10 meters away.
Did you get Lomi?
Luke shook his head.
I can still feel her. Then I'm about as un-okay as you can get.
Han began a slow rotation, his blaster held ready to fire.
I hate being crept up on by stuff I can't see. Let's get back to where we left June. Why do you want June?
Luke asked.
Because he can see her,
Han said. Luke stopped 3 paces from Han.
You're sure? Didn't you see the way he tried to tackle her? Of course I'm sure.
Han did not like the surprise in Luke's voice.
Does that mean something? Yes,
Luke said.
It means I'm wrong about Lomi Plo. Great,
Han growled.
Wrong how? I thought she was using some sort of force blur to hide herself. But if June can see her and I can't...
When Luke let the sentence trail off, Han said,
"Yeah, that scares me too."
He turned back the way they had come.
"Maybe June can explain it. Wait a minute. What about Tarfang?"
Luke cocked his head as if listening, then said,
"Tarfang is below us, inside the nest ship."
He turned and looked toward one of the holes Mara's shadow bombs had knocked in the hull.
"I think Lomi Plo has him."